He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the January 24th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, host of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour and president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. I'm in the BSN studios here today. Friday, I'll be broadcasting from Scottsdale, and Saturday, I will be speaking at the Financial Fest in Scottsdale. We have liftoff once again in the market. Are you getting tired of winning yet? The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 173 points today. Now, I don't know who's driving that. It doesn't seem to be a real broad advance in the market. It seems to be just a few stocks. That's always important to know what the breadth of the market is like. I think the breadth is very narrow today. But having said that, the Dow's up 173 points to 26,384. The S&P 500 is up 11 points today to 2,850. The NASDAQ is up 15 to 74.75, but I'm seeing some weakness in tech today after just a tremendous day in the FANG stocks yesterday. The Russell 2000 is flat today. Those little small caps just can't seem to get much traction for the last 18 months or so. Crude oil is up 11 cents to $64.58. Gold's up $17. Big day for gold. I bet the dollar's sinking. Gold is up $1,354 per ounce. And we have the bond market today down again. And the interest rates up again, 2.65%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in warm and sunny San Diego, Carlsbad, California. And we do have liftoff once again, new highs in the market. Davos is in the news. Phoenix is in the news. I'll be there Saturday at 10 a.m. to speak at Financial Fest. You know what? If you're in the area of Phoenix, Charles Payne is the featured speaker of the Fox Business Channel. I've always liked Charles Payne. We're very like-minded in the way we analyze stocks and whatnot. And, boy, if you're in the area of the Embassy Suites, I don't know what time Financial Fest begins. I want to say 9 a.m. You can just Google Financial Fest Scottsdale. It's at the Embassy Suites, which is right there on Scottsdale Road. And Cherokee, I will be speaking at 10 a.m. I have a 50-minute slot. Boy, I got to talk fast. I'm going to have to leave out some verbs, I guess, in my speech, which can be colorful at times, but I try to be honest and hard-hitting where I stand on the market right now. And I think my message will probably be very much different from the other messages that you hear. And if you'd like to meet me, my wife and I will be manning the booth at Financial Fest. And they come meet us. And I've got a free book for anybody that stops by the booth on Saturday at Financial Fest. And let's not forget that in Atlanta, next Monday, I will be at 4 p.m. Now, people say, well, I can't listen anymore. I always listen to you at 10 a.m. Well, you know what? Look, every show is archived. You can listen at your leisure on TuneIn Radio, where the shows are archived. My podcast is all over the place. And you can also go to my website and listen to the show anytime. And you can also go to the app, the Best Stocks Now app, and listen to the show anytime. So there's no excuse for saying, I can't listen to you anymore. And the same for my Seattle listeners. I'm not quite sure about that signal. I know it's stronger. It's a much bigger station in Seattle than I'm moving to. KKOL, the whole station is going away. It's going dark. They're losing their tower. And I'm moving to 1590, the answer. The question is, will it be the answer for radio listeners? And I'll be moving to the 1 p.m. spot. Well, I used to listen to you on my way to work. You know what? If you got a smartphone, you can listen anytime you want to my radio. You can listen live. I stream live on my app, Best Docs Now app. Just listen to the Seattle or the what station do I stream live? I guess the Minnesota station streams live. That's where I'm pointing it now, or I'm pointing to Seattle now, I guess. But there's lots of ways you can listen live without having terrestrial radio. So not to worry. You can either listen to it at your leisure. If you got a smartphone in your car, who doesn't have a smartphone these days? You can listen while you're driving to work on your smartphone. And let's see, what else? Atlanta, Seattle, Phoenix. Okay, that about does it. We had new highs yesterday in the market. I had an outstanding day in the market yesterday. We had a huge gain in our portfolios, especially the premier growth portfolio, wherein the biggest position is Netflix. And Netflix surged yesterday 10%. And it is the largest holding at Gunderson Capital Management. Maybe we'll be cutting it back a little bit. I don't know. I've got to reevaluate it now that we have new numbers. But Netflix is surging again today and breaking out to new all-time highs. It's up almost 2%. And I'm looking at earnings this year will be up 110% versus this time last year, or versus the same 12 months last year. And next year, they're looking for another 57% gain in Netflix. I guess it's like buying CBS in the early days. I mean, Netflix has become a major player, a major media player, producing a lot of original content. A company that has adapted to a changing world. Now, yesterday, let's not forget that Netflix is the N in FANG. Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google. Although I throw in Amazon for sure. To me, the A is Amazon. It's not Apple anymore. And I also think there's other members of FANG worthy of mention, like Alibaba. Are we going to put Alibaba in that equation? I guess there's three A's now. FANG. And there's also Tencent Holdings, which I believe is a major, major player in the world of technology. The FANG stocks blew up to the upside. Amazon breaking out. And, of course, I own all four, plus others. Netflix, biggest winner in the S&P 500 yesterday. Google blasted off yesterday. Facebook blasted off yesterday. Alibaba blasted off yesterday. I own those stocks. These are the premier, just a few of the premier growth stocks of today. No, it's not CBS anymore. It's not Zenith Television. It's not Westinghouse. It's not Whirlpool. No, it's a new world out there. It's not Sears. It's not Eastman Kodak. Nor is it General Electric. And yet many of the major brokerage firms across America, I see portfolios come to me all the time from these big wirehouse firms, and they have their clients invested in the stodgy old stocks of yesteryear, the Pfizers, the Johnson & Johnsons, the Mercks, the General Electrics, et cetera. Etc., etc. These are not the growth giants of today. Cisco, stock of yesteryear. IBM, stock of yesteryear. Yet these are some of the most widely held stocks out there. Not here at Gunderson Capital Management. The FANG stocks were on fire today. Well, what's the future of the U.S. Fed? We're losing our Fed chairperson, and Ms. Yellen will be going away. The full Senate has now voted to confirm Jerome Powell as chairman of the Federal Reserve. That vote was 85 to 12. I'm sure Elizabeth Warren doesn't like the new Fed chairman, Powell. He's probably a Republican. I don't really know. Powell is not expected to change much, really. Kind of more of the same. In other words, a low interest rate policy. But let's not forget that our Fed is in tightening mode. That is a big force to reckon with as you allocate your portfolio. How is my portfolio, our portfolios allocated? More on that when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, this asset allocation debate will always rage on in the industry that I am a part of, the investment advisory industry. And you know what traditional asset allocation, modern portfolio theory looks like. And I go against the grain. I don't buy it. I look at this 30-year mortgage now. 4.36%. Interest rates continue to rise across the board. What sectors of the market are interest rate sensitive that you have to really be careful with? Real estate investment trust are interest rate sensitive. Let's not forget, as interest rates rise, that takes potential buyers out of the housing market. The demand side of the equation, because now they can't afford those monthly payments. Now, I don't know where it crosses critical mass, but we're up about 0.5% now on that 30-year, and it's going to start to be felt throughout the real estate market at some point in time. Real estate is definitely interest rate sensitive. Utilities are interest rate sensitive. I pointed out a chart a few weeks back of a utility ETF, which is a proxy for the utility sector. XLU would be a good proxy for the utility sector. That chart's as bad as the bond chart right now. Utilities are interest rate sensitive. Utilities have had about a 12% drop since November of last year. So what good does that 3% dividend do you when you've had a 12% drop? That's a total loss of 9% when you add it all up. And I've heard the argument, oh, I'm still getting my dividend. Yeah, I know you are. Okay. But you've lost 9% of your principal. You've lost 12% of your principal. So I want a total return. And, of course, the bond market, extremely interest rate sensitive. It's the most. They have an inverse relationship. As interest rates rise, the value of bonds goes down. Just take an Econ 101 class and you'll understand why that is. Or you can always Google it. And the insurance sector is also interest rate sensitive because many times in their reserves, they have a lot of bond exposure. And that would also make them interest rate sensitive. Well, we've got Davos kicking off here. That's going to be interesting as the globalists get together to plan a more fair and equitable world. And, of course, Mr. Trump. President Trump heading to Davos. What's he want to do? He wants to talk about investing in the United States again. He wants people to come and spend their money in the good old USA, especially at Mar-a-Lago, I guess. What's wrong with promoting the US of A? Building on the statement, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. I like Mnuchin, even though there's a vowel missing somewhere in there. Said that the U.S. is open for business with a commitment to growth of 3% or higher. Mnuchin also welcomed a weaker dollar. Oh, it's been getting weaker. That's pushing commodity prices higher. That's why commodity stocks are the right side of this trade right now, saying it would benefit the country. Now, is Trump's tough talk on other countries and you got to trade fair, is it working? Here's what the CEO of Dow DuPont said yesterday, or the chairman. He's the chairman, Andrew Laveris. He was speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. That's all I know. They're all wearing big parkas with fur. Man, it looks cold over there. I was running on the beach yesterday without my shirt, watching seagulls while they're in Davos. U.S. Here's what the chairman of Dow DuPont, member of the Dow, Jones Industrial Average, said. U.S. companies have new leverage when negotiating with foreign countries, Livers says, because countries are now concerned that if they fail to give American companies a shot, their own firms would be denied opportunities in the U.S. Hey, isn't that how trade works? Okay, we've had all of these companies selling their, all of these countries selling their goods in the U.S. And you know what they do to our goods? I mean, Japan, for instance, is a big, big closed market. They're very much protectionist. Why do you think Kobe beef is $100 a pound? Because they don't allow Nebraska beef in Japan. They protect their farmers and their industries. But guess what? That balance of scale is starting to tip now. Hey, if you want to sell Kobe beef into the U.S., how many steakhouses are now selling, like, for 3 ounces of Kobe beef? It's like $75, you know, and it comes on a little marble plate and all of this and that. If you want to sell Kobe beef to us, you've got to be accepting and buying our Nebraska beef, all right? We have a new position in the world. And you know who else is not happy with what's happening? Now, I personally am happy that we're getting a fair shot to sell our goods in other countries. I heard Angela Merkel of Germany said, hey, this balance of power, this new, this world, she called it a world order. I think she wants a new world order. No, this is not the Alex Jones show. But there's some truth to this new world order stuff, and the globalist and one government running the world and all this and that, and redistributing the wealth and all this and that. Merkel is not happy that the world order is being upset right now. General Electric, my old friend, reported earnings today. There's probably an encyclopedia of footnotes attached to their earnings report. The CPAs at Ernst & Young, whoever handles their accounting. Oh, my gosh, what a mess General Electric is. Now they're being investigated by the SEC if it's not enough of what is going on there. The good news is the CEO at General Electric says there will be a General Electric. It just won't look the same. General Electric is hitting a new all-time low today at $16.77 per share. It's traded 51 million shares already. And the stock, the CEO has a mountain, a hole actually, a crater to dig this company out of. Well, when we come back, I've got some best stocks now in the news. A couple of good ones. And I've got a stinker today. You know what? Even best stocks now stumble from time to time. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And, of course, we have the market. Let's see. Is it tacking on? Is it selling off here? Oh, it's holding on to its gains so far today. I haven't really figured out. Across the board, the market, it's a very narrow breadth kind of day. But it's starting to pick up some steam here. So we'll see what happens by the end of the day. The Dow up 165 points right now. The bond market, however, on the other hand, is another story entirely. Let's just look at the 10-year Treasury here, IEF. Oh, that's a horrible chart. I don't know which is a worse chart, IEF, which is the Treasury ETF, 10-year Treasury, or General Electric. And both of these charts, both of these asset classes, both of these equities, one is a debt instrument, one is an equity instrument, I've been warning about since I was in Sarasota last year, and we'll be back in Sarasota real soon. In fact, we're moving quickly here to get a bigger presence in all the cities I am in and more frequent visits. So hang on. We're coming your way. Those are ugly charts, okay? So go ahead. Buy stocks of yesteryear. You can just go to your local wirehouse firm, and the guy that's been there for 32 years, he knows all the stocks of yesteryear, no problem. These are the ones they love to buy and own. And if you want the standard asset allocation that's going to chock you full and fill you up to here with debt, the bond market, investments in debt, just go to your local wealth planning, financial planning house, and they'll be happy to fill you up with bonds, investments in bonds, because they use the modern portfolio, the efficient frontier. Harry Markowitz, who lived in an old beater of a house in La Jolla. It didn't work that well for him. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I just don't see it working in a rising interest rate environment. And so I go a different direction. I believe in being invested in the best asset classes now. I don't care if it's gold. I don't care if it's cash. I don't care if it's inverse the S&P. I don't care if it's inverse bonds. I buy the bond market when it's the right time. I don't care if it's stocks. I don't care if it's emerging markets. Wherever they may be, the best asset classes now. The European Union slaps Qualcomm with a $1.2 billion antitrust fine. How would you like to write that check? You know, I've just avoided Qualcomm. It's a hometown stock. It kind of peaked in the year 2000, and it's done well recently with the takeover talk and their suitor out there, Broadcom, trying to buy them. But you know what? Look, here's the bottom line. Over the last 5 years, Qualcomm's earnings have been growing by 2%. 2% per year. That is not a best stocks now. Their earnings over the last two quarters, minus 28%. Minus 28%. Compare that with Netflix, a best stock now. General Electric misses their earnings estimate by 1 cent. It was way up yesterday. It was up this morning, and then along came the SEC investigation. I think they've misled investors for years. I can't believe that there won't be just tons of shareholder lawsuits. The only guy that made out at GE was Jeffrey Immel. I'm sure he's just fine. But the shareholders have been screwed over the last decade. Texas Instruments, there's a downer today. Texas Instruments, which is not a best stock now, they guide lower, and the stock is down 5%. I think that's dragging down the tech stocks. I think that's weighing on the semiconductor stocks. Texas Instruments is not a bad company. I mean, they've been growing their earnings by 24% per year over the last 5 years, but they've never, ever quite risen to that best stocks now status, which for me is a combination of value and growth. You want to buy a company that is growing and is still reasonably priced. You're buying that growth at a reasonable price. I call it GARP, growth at a reasonable price. And Texas Instruments just has never quite made it to that level in my book. Got a Japanese stock that in most times you wouldn't even care that they reported earnings, but I own it in my ultra growth portfolio, NJDCY. How did you find NJDCY, Gunderson? Nidec Corp out of Japan. Well, you know what? I found it using my Best Stocks Now app, which is an equal opportunity analyzer. By the way, Nidec Corp is a $48 billion market cap company in Japan. Japan has the most accommodative monetary policy in the world. Money has a tendency to follow easy monetary policy. And let's not forget that Nidec, which is engaged in the manufacture of electric motors, components, and equipment, big company, hard disk spindles. It's a major, major technology stock, is Nidec. And they did come up just a little bit short on their earnings estimates, however, today. And the stock is down 1% or so. But this has been a very, very good stock for me. It's up considerably since I have owned it in my ultra growth portfolio. And I better get my computer plugged in here real quickly here. Pardon the bouncing around of the cords. There we go. Or we'll go dead. You hate to see that battery running low right in the middle of a radio show. All right. What else do I have to say today? One other stock that is reporting earnings today. And last time I looked, it was not a good one. I own some energy stocks, and I have bought some energy stocks here recently. This one's recovering now from its sell-off. I own RPC Inc., which is an oil field service and equipment stock. I really like the commodity-related stocks right now. I wouldn't go hog wild with them. But RPC has been a very, very fast grower. It's a small cap at $4.8 billion. I own it in my ultra-growth portfolio. They're out of Atlanta, where I will also be returning soon. And don't forget, we're moving our show to 4 p.m. in Atlanta. But RPC's letting me down today. Anna, the symbol is RES. It is down 10% this morning, $2.56. That's a disappointment. But it has been a best stock now. We'll see. I'll have to reevaluate it here. But you know what? Look, in these quarterly earnings reports, you never know. You never know what you never know. And they came up a little bit short. In the meantime, another stock that I like a lot, it is a best stock now. I just can't believe that this stock isn't going to really I like that chart today. Baidu is a Chinese stock. What's the and it's not a small Chinese stock. It's a $90 billion stock that trades on the NASDAQ. It's Google, Facebook, and Netflix all rolled into one stock. It's FANG. It's the Chinese FANG. I don't think they do what Amazon does, but they do everything else. Baidu is starting to surge. Baidu today has hinted at a lot more exciting deals to come in the video content space this year. Well, that's what's driving Netflix's growth, video content, original programming. In fact, Baidu has inked an agreement with Netflix to bring some of its shows to China. Here's what Baidu president says. Original content is becoming a critical differentiator. Well, what differentiates Netflix from Roku and from the other streaming and video providers? Content. Baidu is going down the same path. I think Baidu is a sleeping giant. I really do. $91 billion in market cap. You know, they're almost as big as Netflix. Netflix crossed over $100 billion for the first time yesterday. I do own Baidu. Because remember that best stocks now, the U.S. does not have a corner on the market of best stocks now. This is a global economy. Just ask the folks attending Davos this week. And I look for best stocks now all over the world, not just within the borders of the U.S. This is Bill Gunderson. Be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Always got to talk about Bitcoin. Hey, Bitcoin is firming up here today. I see GBTC, the Bitcoin Trust, firm. And NASDAQ is thinking about getting in on the action. I got to believe that that lends a little validation to Bitcoin, which trades on blockchain technology. I've done a lot of studying on blockchain technology. I now understand what blockchain technology is. Remember, yes, the cryptocurrencies are built on blockchain technology. But blockchain technology relates to a lot of industries, every industry. And I think that a better way of investing in this whole craze is by buying the blockchain, some of the better blockchain stocks. Let's not forget there's a new blockchain ETF out there. I will have them on my show in February, towards the end of February. They're making the rounds right now, the people at Amplify, who brought you iBuy, another ETF that buys just the online retail stocks. Have you looked at Wayfair lately? Man, that stock is flying. I've always avoided Wayfair because they don't make any money. I guess that's not a requirement anymore. I remember the days when Amazon didn't make any money. But Wayfair is now an $8 billion company, has yet to turn a profit, stock breaking out with a vengeance. That's the non-mall, non-bricks-and-mortar stocks iBuy, and then Amplify came out with Wear, which is the wearable index, wearable technology. That's breaking out to new highs. Things never really caught on, that ETF, however. And now they've got Block, B-L-O-K, which buys the blockchain stocks. Came public, it's shot straight up since it went public. You can look at the chart yourself, B-L-O-K. It's been on the market now for 6 days. And I've been looking at several of the individual blockchain stocks for purchase in my portfolios. Talking about a worse stock now, Toys R Us is going to shut 180 stores. How many do they have? Will they have any left? I used to go to the Oceanside store to look for little train sets. When my new grandson came into this world a little less than a year ago, wooden train sets with battery-driven trains. Grandpa gets a lot of fun out of that. And, of course, the little dolls and whatnot for the four girl grandchildren. And we've got a new one on the way. So far, we don't know the gender. Toys R Us to shut down 180 stores. Oh, that's one-fifth of its location, so they must have about 900 stores. Soon to have a lot less than that. And another stinker, I can remember the day. There's always a fad stock. Ever since I've been in the business, there's a fad stock. When I was in the 2000s, early 2000s, and I had a San Diego show, the fad stock then was Qualcomm. I remember when the fad stock was Whole Foods Market. I remember when the fad stock was Chipotle. Apple was a big fad stock for many years with Steve Jobs at the helm. Today, the fad stocks are Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the fad of today, and the followers are disciples of Bitcoin. Tesla's a fad stock for sure today. But I remember when Howard Stern jumped ship, literally jumped ship. He didn't get in a spaceship, but he went into outer space with his show. No longer was he on terrestrial radio, but Sirius and XM paid big bucks to take Howard Stern to satellite radio. That has never been a very good investment. I would say during those couple, two, three period year period, I got more questions about XMSR, which is no longer, they had to merge to survive. It's just never turned out to be a very good investment. You know, it was a $1 stock, a $2 stock. Today it's a $5 stock. It is a $26 billion company. They do have 31 million subscribers. And I know when I bought my new car recently, it came with Sirius. They wanted me to subscribe, and I think they gave me a month for free. I never activated it. They called me every day from Ocotillo, California, which is the middle of nowhere. I got sick of them calling me. I blocked them. I said, quit calling me. I'm not interested in your series. I listen to the Best Stocks Now radio hour every day in my car. I don't want Sirius Satellite. I've had it before. I especially like Bob Dylan's show that he did on Sundays. That was a great show. But other than that, I don't think Sirius has been a very good stock. They are making money a little bit. They have a very thin profit margin. They rely on subscription. It's a subscription-based model. It's hard enough to make money in the radio business selling advertising. Now, it's very difficult. Now you're living off of just subscribers. You've got to have some really, really good content. And some people like being ad-free. I've always wanted to get on Sirius Satellite with my show. I just need a little more manpower to contact them. Say, hey, your financial guy, your financial show should be the edgy Bill Gunderson out there in San Diego. He's no Howard Stern, but he leans in that direction. He's not your typical financial planning hour or you buy my annuity hour. He's a little edgy out there. Anyways, maybe someone can contact Sirius or XM for me. Well, if you'd like to contact us, I have been inundated. I am keeping the fax lines red hot at my office, faxing in new account applications, people adding money to their accounts. They're happy. They're running from their asset allocation broker. They're fleeing from their GE, IBM, Merck, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson model because they want a better way. And as it relates to Vanguard and you bogleheads, the indexes get crushed when the bear market eventually hits. I believe in a little market timing. Having said that, I've been in since March of 2009. I'm not looking to get out yet, but I'm always watching in the rear view mirror because a recession is out there somewhere. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Check out the app, Best Stocks Now. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.